This is Passport to Texas. Port O'Connor offers outdoor enthusiasts an enticing paddling trail opportunity.
We are in Mule Slough in the Back Bay system of Port O'Connor, Texas. This is an isolated flat, and it is surrounded by black mangrove and cord grass.
On a segment airing this week on the Parks and Wildlife TV series, we follow Alan Raby with Dolphin Kayaks as he takes Zandra and Jade Alford on a tour of this unique place.
This is my backyard. My backyard's always been outdoors for everything.
Kayakers experience wildlife up close and very, very personal.
So the Port O'Connor Paddling Trail is unique in the way that it's probably the most vast one on the Texas coast that's easily accessible. There's over 40 miles total of paddle trail.
Hey Jade, look at that loon. That is just a camera-ready loon. He's getting his 15 minutes in.
Alan Raby says the Port O'Connor Trail always feels new.
It is an adventure almost every time you come. I mean, the saying goes, once you visit here once, you'll always come back a second time.
You know, Port O'Connor has a way of bringing you back. It's a great place to be.
Discover the Port O'Connor Paddling Trail on the Parks and Wildlife series on PBS through October 7th. Check your local listings. The Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.